Time has come for wits and gas. We're gonna watch all these films and have a blast. We'll see our friends and enjoy some laughs. Sit right back and just relax.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, everybody. I know it's been a little bit
of a
minute
here. Am I doing this right?
Okay. We got someone just chomping at the bit over here. We got a new racehorse coming out of the gates over here. But,
what up, yo?
You know, we got a new guest here. We're very excited. This is the Owen Wilson cast. I am your host, The Big Snake.
I'm also your host, not co-host, regular host.
Someone going to introduce me? Or
Crazy
what?
T. Crazy
two hosts.
Hold on, I got to say my name.
Well, hang on. You guys hang on. You having a good time, young man? You having a good time here
tonight? Me? Absolutely. I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking.
That's good.
How about you?
Oh, I guess I'm having a good time as well. You know, like, as you get more into doing something like this, you want to appreciate it for different things. And I think one of the different things here tonight that I got to appreciate, and one thing I love about my job, you know, like everyone talks about their jobs. I love my job here because we got to have a very special guest here tonight.
Oh,
wouldn't you agree?
Special?
Yes.
Needs?
No.
Just introduce me as I deserve to be introduced. Be that here or there, we do have a special guest here
tonight. Why don't you tell us about some of his credits?
Yes. Well, you know, it's his birthday.
He has a birthday. I want to at least.
He's a man who has a birthday.
I have a birthday.
So he has a birthday. Two, he owns a dog. He's a dog owner.
Yeah.
He's an owner, much like people.
Awesome. He's a dogger.
People back in the old days used to own slaves. He also owns a living organism.
Number three.
Don't add that.
Okay, so
we should redo number two, by the way. Keep going.
Number three is that he has a very eclectic collection of button-down shirts he likes to wear over T-shirts. So
nice.
I don't know how many actual T-shirts he owns,
nice.
But the variety of button-downs he puts over said T-shirt is... It's notable.
Yeah.
It's noticeable. There's a lot.
You know, I only do that for you, right?
I mean, I would.
I think I'm so
you're just flattering.
I really am.
Well, you know, let's cut to the chase here.
Number four.
Our guest here tonight.
No wait, wait. You didn't say number four.
I asked for four. Okay,
yeah.
You want four?
Number four. Right. Yeah.
Number four.
Am I wrong? I asked.
No. He did.
Okay.
Number four is that this is the one and only man I know who's brave, bold. And sophisticated
Say
enough.
Sassy. Thank you.
And
oh my God,
sassy
thank
enough
you. Thank you.
To pepper his gin and tonics. And he's been peppering them all
cracked
night.
Cracked pepper in your gin. It's phenomenal.
It's something I tasted
you.
It, and the cracked pepper.
Yeah, this is a joke.
Little,
like it's,
added a
it's
little
actually good,
je ne
man.
Sais quoi. You know what I mean? It's really, you know. It's,
ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Dirty Keith.
Dirty Keith
Dirty
and the
Keith
boys.
In
they
the
call
house.
Me.
He's in the house.
Yes. Please introduce it. Say
yeah,
whatever
tell
else
us,
you want to say
tell
about,
us
yourself.
Something about yourself.
You're on a
tell
hot streak right now.
Tell us something we don't know about you.
Yeah, what don't we know about you?
Right.
What don't the
one,
people
one
know
fun,
about you?
One singular fun fact.
I do want to say one thing. I've been here in the past. I was here on a earlier episode.
Were you?
Much earlier.
Exactly.
He was here much
the correct
earlier.
Response.
Cable
no,
guy.
I don't think so.
No, the cable guy.
I would have researched
it.
The
was,
cable
it
guy.
Was,
no,
it,
I would have known about that.
Oh,
first
dear.
Time. First time.
We'll talk
last
about
time.
This after.
First time, last time.
I'm going to have some words with you in private. I'm not going to do it in front
ever.
Of all these people. But, yeah, so I was here whenever. I don't care about the joke when I wasn't here because I was.
Well, it's immature. He's being very
He's
immature
being,
right now.
Yeah.
Well, with all our first-time guests, we like to get to know you a little bit better.
I was
so
here.
Have a
Listen,
little
no, I was
here,
and this is going
to
be way better.
Would you like to
I'm
answer the questionnaire? Did you answer? Oh, so you've been here. You've answered the questionnaire?
No. Okay, keep going. Okay.
Well, actually,
Maybe you haven't been here.
I'll shut down.
Usually,
shut down. If this happens, I'll shut down. I want to hear it, though. Let's go. Let's go.
Questionnaire.
Question one.
How many questions altogether before we start? How many do I have to answer?
Well, there's. Well, wait, hang on.
40?
No.
I'm drunk.
No, there's. There is three.
It's my birthday.
Pre-questions before you get to the questionnaire.
Yeah,
I handle the pre-questions, and then Tom does the questionnaire.
Right.
Oh my God, that's exactly how I would do it. Okay, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm so excited. Right. Yeah,
pre-questionnaire number one.
How many birthdays do you have per year?
Usually, I tell people like two or three times a year. Like, oh, this is my birthday. It's usually to
oh, lady. You missed the shot clock by just a hair.
Oh, man. He's a little bit too slow on that.
We're
an
0 for 0. All right. 0 for 0. All right. Okay. 0 for 0. Okay. Questionnaire pregame number 2.
I'm okay with it.
If you can get a free dessert at any chain restaurant in the North American region for your birthday, what dessert would that be? And what would be the casual dessert, dining
dessert
restaurant?
Dessert or main course? Dessert?
Dessert.
I gotta warn you, the clock gets a little quick.
Let me answer one. It's In-N-Out Burger, a double animal style, and I consider that a dessert because it's so delicious it works for any point of a meal.
This will not count. Towards the answer, you did miss.
You better not edit this. Don't edit this out.
We have one more pre-question before you can reach questionnaire level.
Yeah, apparently I have half a second to answer, so...
Well, that was only for the second question. First question, you had
2 seconds. I'm sweating. I'm going to lose a layer.
You had 2 seconds to answer. Okay. All right. Third questionnaire. If you could eat any length of hot dog before you called
11 inches, because
12 inches. Hold on. Are you sure?
Yeah, because you're going to cut me off before I can answer, so I got to cut him off before he can finish the question.
Well, I'm getting more time. In the business, we call this a pre-cut, and I call that stepping on my toes. So
I'm sorry, sister.
You have plenty of time. Sorry. I'm
touching his shoulder now.
Yeah, I'm going to cut down the episode. It's going to look like there's no time in between. So go ahead and take your time.
How really? Let me make the question more succinct so you don't get all excited and jump all over me.
11 inches.
How long of a hot dog can you eat before you draw the line? What's the longest hot dog you could possibly eat?
Okay, I can eat 11 inches, but I want to do it 3 or 4 times.
I won't do it in one.
Fine, I'll do it 44 inches.
44-inch hot dog.
I'll do 44 inches, and then
condiments. What's on it?
Okay, I do mostly ketchup. Most people disagree. They don't like ketchup with hot dogs. They like mustard. Last conversation I had about a hot dog.
So just ketchup, like no ketchup. Mustard.
Yeah, it was an older woman. She was very mustard-oriented.
That says it all. But realistically, you know, ketchup and mustard can live in harmony. That's my belief.
If I had to pick one condiment, it'd be ketchup. But I like the cheese.
Okay. And we're out of time.
Did I lose? Right. Can you tell me about
lost? No. You didn't lose.
You didn't score high. It's more like an SAT style
this
score.
This one's for serious. This one's about Wilson. Get it. So we know you're familiarity with Wilson.
Yeah. I've done this with you a bunch. I just never went. Let's prove it right now.
What is your number one Wilson role? What is your movie when you think of Wilson? What movie connects?
When I think of Wilson, I think of Wes Anderson personally.
Specifically, he's been in a lot of them.
Specifically, when I think of Wes Anderson, I think of Rushmore, and I know he didn't have a major part in it, but. There was one part, he was the doctor, I don't know, you guys must remember, you specialize in Wilson.
Excellent.
And Jason Schwartzman goes...
This is the first movie.
He tells him, he calls him out.
He's the first movie.
He's not in Rushmore.
We didn't watch
Rushmore. Yes, he is.
He might have a cameo, we might have overlooked this one.
Oh, no,
this might be. This might be...
It's Luke Wilson.
It's not.
What I meant to say was... Darjeeling Unlimited, then that would be my second go-to after being
Darjeeling Unlimited. Yeah. Very good. Okay.
That's a good one.
What's your favorite?
I was going to go to was the drug stuff in
Darjeeling Unlimited. Yeah. Fun.
Question two. What's your favorite Wilson trope? Obviously, we have a lot of different Wilson-isms.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Do you guys want to do some acid?
Didn't we already do that before we started? Or do you want to do more
one
acid?
One of us didn't, but he thought about it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're going to do more acid?
No.
We're done with the acid. We're done.
I thought it would be a good go-to for...
No, that's fine. That's fine. You know,
it was good dead air.
What? Good / dead air. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Third question.
Yeah, thank you.
What would you like to... What's the third question, Jake?
The third question?
I know you know this.
All right, so...
I forget.
If...
Before we do this, can I, am I the guest on this episode?
Before we hit record.
No, before, I don't want you to edit this out, but I just want to know, like, am I the officially the guest on this episode? Am I going to leave in 1 second and then not be the guest, or?
No, you're officially the guest.
Okay, so can I officially make my dog the other guest? Apollo. Can I have him labeled?
Your dog
he's gonna
looks
die
so
one
tired.
Day.
But you can.
But he's still here. He's under the microphone. He's sleeping under the microphone.
He's pretty tired,
though.
He's pretty
tuckered out. He's pooped. He's had a long day.
Well, now he's been introduced, so he's already on the podcast.
That's all right. I mean, I've poked your dog
What the fuck?
If you can get Owen Wilson to work with one like other actor, who's maybe your favorite,
I love this
question.
Who would
you choose?
Oh my god, I love this question. And the answer I already had in my head as I'm thinking about it right now and don't know the answer that I have officially in my head that I am thinking about as I'm stalling answering this question would have to be fucking you already know David Duchovny.
David Duchovny, interesting.
David Duchovny.
Interesting, okay.
David Duchovny and Wilson. How about this one? Try this on for size.
This is the classic.
This is the classic. So Owen Wilson, you can put Owen Wilson into a role of your everyday wife. I mean, someone that's close to you, someone that you... Your personal everyday
personally,
wife.
Personally, my answer was always fishing buddy.
Yep.
I can make Owen Wilson my fishing buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, mine was always postman. He's my he delivers my mail every day.
He pops up in your window, gives you your mail.
So Owen Wilson, I already have the answer, actually. All right,
so what role would you put Wilson into in your everyday life?
Now, for those of you who know me, maybe you read my bio. It's very jokey, but I haven't been
Snakeandtea.com/friends.
Yeah.
I haven't
Dirty
been,
Keith.
Dirty Keith. I'm Keith Jacobs, Dirty Keith and the Boys, whatever I'm labeled as. Yep. These Yahoos labeling me.
Slave owner.
My That's not true. That was like 2 months. Okay. I'm just fucking. I wasn't Nom, though. I wasn't Nom.
Yeah.
That was fucking hell. Don't start me on that. Anyway, my answer to that would be one role in my personal life, Owen Wilson would be my pilot. I take about. 14,
like a large airline?
I'm on about 14 different airplanes per year.
Okay.
In the past, maybe 3-4 years.
All right.
He would be my pilot. You know why?
Why?
Do you know why? If I get turbulence, which happens almost every time, especially going overseas,
yeah,
you always get turbulence.
Yeah.
If his voice came on,
hey,
Tom.
It would just.
Nope. I'm gonna switch it. Jake, I want you to do your impersonation. We're going overseas. Say we're going from New York to England. We're going straight over the
We're crossing the pond.
We're crossing the pond. Yeah. I want you to do an impression of Owen Wilson interrupting the flight movie.
To talk about the turbulence.
To say we have turbulence.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Well, all right, everybody. We're hitting a lot of turbulence here. But, you know, when we're crossing the pond, as they say... We're gonna hit a couple of boundaries. We're gonna hit some barriers here,
but I guarantee you,
it's standard, and everyone's gonna come out all right. You're gonna come out on stage. Guarantee me. Actually, you know what? Heck,
a gaggle of geese.
Listen, guys. Drinks are on me when we finally land because
lightning strike.
I am that certain that we're gonna land over there. I mean,
multiple lightning strikes.
You might think that, These shakes are pretty hard, but I'll tell you, I've seen much worse than that. I mean, I'll tell you guys, we're going to be fine. Drinks
and
are
I'm
serious.
I'm ready to go back to sleep and enjoy the movie in the background of my mind while I'm sleeping. Like, that's what happens. I put it
and
on.
And there it is, the classic Wilson questionnaire.
Yeah,
thank
very
you.
Good one.
Actually,
that was a good one.
I know you guys are like running the show, but if I had to rate something that Jake just did, it'd be a 7.9 out of 10.
That's pretty high.
Yeah,
that's
and that was your high, first try.
Like, that was my first try. Mm-hmm. That was not rehearsed. People at home in Wichita, Kansas, that's not rehearsed.
Well,
this is all off-the-cuff stuff.
We're about 13 minutes in. Why don't I introduce the film?
Sorry.
That's probably it.
Sorry, I don't mean to hold up time. I don't know how this
goes. Wait, before you do, I just want to let everyone know that Keith's hair style right now looks like that he's in a ska band.
Yeah, but like...
He's not in a ska band, but it looks like he's in
a
ska band.
Or a very, very windy...
Day. Band.
Very okay. Windy band.
I'm not wearing a fedora. Windy. Tell him I'm not wearing a fedora.
He's not wearing a fedora, but he just has that, like, the up.
But definitely
thing.
A waistcoat with a shirt underneath it, not tucked in.
Checkered vans. Checkered vans.
I am.
Checkered vans.
Okay, well, I did bring a trumpet. So I did bring a
trombone.
Saxophone player to sit on his shoulders while I sing into a microphone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So today we're reviewing the film Zoolander 2. This is a 2016 classic. Wow, boys, 2016. What were you guys wearing in 2016?
All right, look, I know you're hammering on the bit I used to do all the time, but it's not applicable right now, and I haven't tried to do it for years in the Wilson timeline.
I mean, were you still in your JNCOs, or were you into your...
Look, all right, look, I know what you're
Banana
doing.
Republic.
Like I said, you're bashing me for my what were you wearing in 2000 flat, 2000-aught, all right? It's just not...
This was a long time ago.
This was a couple years ago. Everyone was wearing the same shit.
All right.
I've had this sound wearing a sweater that I got in.
So today,
no. I want to hear about this. Wait. Can we not move on? Jake, I want to hear the rest of what you were going to say.
All right, fine.
I'm sorry. I was involved. I was very invested in what you were going to say.
All right. I'll put my notes back down.
You know, you've been lambasting me on this bit I've had for the last 10, 15 episodes.
I am eager to move on, too, because I know you guys are both taking notes.
Well, I'm bitter, and I got a hatchet
Jake,
to bury.
I want you to finish the thought you were on, because I just want to hear it.
Well, you know, it's just that you could just let it go now. I haven't tried to do it for 10, 15
years. I don't care. So let's see what you guys are going to do. I don't care.
That's it.
Okay, so Dockers. Okay, you were wearing Dockers.
Yeah, I was not wearing
Dockers.
That's
what he said.
All right, so today, once again,
pleated Dockers.
We're talking about the film Zoolander 2. Has a ton of cameos and stuff. Cast, it's huge. It's a sequel mm-hmm. to Zoolander, the original.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what was everyone's familiarity going into this film? Had you seen it, or what did you think about it? I open it up to either of you boys.
Well, I'll go first because I spoke first and I'm louder.
If you don't mind.
It's
I'm just kidding. Go on. It was a joke. Keep going.
It was a joke. Yeah. It was. Very funny. It was a very funny joke. All right. I'm going first. And I'd like to say that due to contractual obligations, I was not allowed to watch this movie when it came out because we were already actively doing the podcast. So we have not seen it.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
But yeah. I had heard that it was lambasted in the media.
It was fucking terrible.
Because I watch all those fancy review sites, and they were just hammering this thing, and I just felt bad, and I wasn't looking forward to it. But I think we do have someone here who has a little experience with it.
I saw it once. I did happen to see it when it came out. I was not restricted to the same boundaries as you were when you were doing the podcast.
Did you see it in theaters? Or?
No. I downloaded it Elite. I watched it on the computer.
Am I allowed to say the computer?
I know we can edit this.
Not a computer.
Am I allowed to like say I downloaded it illegally, pirating?
Basically,
are we gonna get sued by
with
Hollywood?
With my edits, we're,
I don't care,
we're at
my
about
podcast.
2 minutes and 30
you guys
seconds.
Are gonna sue, not me.
After
I'm
edits,
your fault.
After edits, we're at about 2 minutes 30 seconds. So we got some time to kill.
Okay, good. I saw it. I think I was probably very drunk when I saw it. I downloaded it in a third world country. I watched it by myself, probably very drunk. Maybe, if I was watching it by myself, I was maybe in a dark state in that book.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I did not like it. I didn't I didn't totally hate it, but I didn't. I was like,
did you get angry? Did you get angry while you were watching it?
Nah, borderline. But no, probably not.
Do you get angry often?
But
when you're drinking?
Oh! You just hit the button that I'm gonna I do want to say watching it the second time around I feel a lot better about I want to fix this in post. Can I present this now? I want to say I didn't like it the first time.
Wait,
but in post
you're gonna do the post work on this one?
No, you can edit this out, but like I'm gonna say I didn't like it, but then in post I'm gonna say, but like after watching it with like a couple of friends, like I was able to.
Don't skip to the end. Don't review it.
What do you mean? I'm not going to say anything about the movie. I'm going to say my own experience, what I felt about it. Is that not okay?
He said when he watched it when he was alone and drunk, he hated it.
Okay.
We'll get to the later.
Yeah.
Or you tell me when to say how much it was okay.
We need to discuss it.
did I spoil it? I honestly don't know that. I wish you guys explained a little bit more about what I'm allowed and not allowed
to
say.
Just listen to the questions.
What you said, how did you feel about it watching it? And then you said, okay, some of us saw it directing it at me and some of us didn't. And I said, seeing it, I didn't like it the first time. Seeing it now, because I'm not.
You were enjoying it with some buddies. And that actually is a perfect segue to introducing this movie. So, we all know. There's classic Wilson tropes. There's classic Wilson things that he does all this. There's just,
I'm gonna pee.
He has all his. Okay.
Don't stop recording. Okay. I'm listening from the. I'm gonna leave all the doors open.
He is the best in his feel good comedies. The buddy ones, the silly ones, the goofy ones, the Shanghais, the Drobitaylors, the You Mean Duprees. You know, You Mean Dupree is like a romantic one, which he's also good at.
Yeah,
but
he does sometimes fail at those. I mean, The Night at the Museums, he's barely like...
He's barely in them, but you know, like I feel...
But I do think you're right. I think this is back to basics with Wilson.
This is back to basics.
Yeah.
He is just, you know, off the cuff, just saying every goofy line like he wrote them.
We're getting the classic Whisper Wilson.
Oh, you're getting Whisper Wilson. He calls someone muchacho in the movie.
Another
classic
Wilson
calling someone muchacho.
Really in prime form here.
And in Zoolander 2, you know, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff I could go on right now, but we're just getting into it. But I just also wanted to say that, goddamn, you think that that's what his body really looks like?
That's another trope. I mean, him taking his shirt off and just
being just so slim, and his track team physique is just mesmerizing.
I mean, the man's
it's mesmerizing.
A true artist.
He is. He really is. I mean, he's. Do you think that that's what his body really looks like?
I heard everything you guys said while I was peeing.
There's thin walls in here.
Contribute.
Yeah.
I like the muchacho line. I can't think of specifically where it was from, but he has said that at least one or two more times in different movies.
Specifically is just off the table. It's like an all the time thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
yeah. You think of Owen Wilson and you think muchacho.
Hey, muchacho.
It's
he said that to like, yeah, all kind of, it's like yeah. almost like a catchphrase. If a man can have a catchphrase as a across-the-board actor, usually that's reserved for just, you know, like daytime,
I mean, like
or TV.
Some, the Schwarzeneggers will
yeah,
sometimes
I guess
reference
you're right.
some, or
yeah.
the Stallones and stuff.
I'll be back.
He's yeah. really mm-hmm. transcended the average actor at this point with having his own brand.
Yeah, no, it's cross-platforming. He's given himself job security.
Right.
Also, like, we'll go on with the movie because I can get just go on with the. I don't know if you want to do the plot.
Well,
or whatever.
I
want to
talk about
Zoolander
the main
2.
Thing of Zoolander 2,
please.
Which
yeah.
was
finally
cameos. Everyone's
Ooh.
Favorite.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
What was it?
Thank you.
What was
oh,
everyone's
my
favorite
God.
Cameo? All
right.
Favorite.
Have tons to choose from. We got the Bieber. We got
yeah,
the.
You got them all right now. You
Susan Boyle.
Can I look at the list?
Who was
Okay.
You,
no, I don't know the rules. I really don't know the rules. I didn't know there was
a lot of
rules.
Ton of them. No, there's tons of them.
You're right.
Unwritten, but strictly enforced.
Yeah,
he wrote Wilson. Obviously, Owen Wilson was in it because you're watching. He wrote Wilson.
I didn't write Wilson.
Obviously, Owen
Wilson
was in it.
I did. I wrote Wilson. I wrote Wilson down. I got excited.
So is that your favorite cameo?
Yeah, not definitely a cameo. My favorite cameo, personally, which is like why I love watching those types of cameo movies, is that it's like a time capsule back to that era of 2016. Feels so long ago, all right, guys?
We're all. Yeah.
I mean, what were you doing? What were you wearing? What were you doing in 2016?
Our cargo jackets.
But
and
Susan
I'm
Boyle.
Glad you mentioned it.
Susan Boyle was my favorite cameo.
I think. She was, of course, because, in the beginning, and then she like has the paparazzi yeah. after.
She
her
was more famous than they were when they
from,
were going down there.
Britain's Got Talent fame.
Yep. Britain's Got Talent. Yep.
Again, not knowing all the rules. Are we allowed to have spoilers for the rest of the show? Like, can I say a thing that specifically happened?
Yeah, you can. Absolutely,
okay.
We spoil.
Yeah, I don't know
movie.
If it's like
they're
a review.
Supposed to watch
or
it. No, they watch it.
We
tune in.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do it now, but I just want to make sure because I had a few things in my head.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
So do you?
I'm sorry if I'm
cameo?
Learning as we're recording, but
no reason for aggression.
I'm not mad. My least favorite.
Oh,
favorite
okay.
Cameo?
No aggression.
Least favorite cameo: Katy Perry. Fuck Katy Perry. I hate
Thank
her.
Thank you. I'm
she
glad.
Sucks.
Right.
You know, there's nothing good about her.
Yeah, she's not.
So
a
my
I hate
next
her
question,
songs.
At least maybe, favorite cameo.
Maybe yeah. she's yeah. not a firework.
So
yeah. not in this.
No.
Yeah. Dirty. Do you have a favorite and least favorite
Dirty
cameo?
Dirty K. Yeah. Least favorite or favorite?
You one. So Wayne.
Least favorite Whoa. Is Benedict Cumberdouche. What's his name?
Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
His last name
he plays
is Cumberbatch.
A bisexual.
That's fine. The character he played
genderless.
Is
gender.
Gender.
Character he played is absolutely fine. I don't like the actor. He looks like a praying mantis.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. He does.
Which is not why I hate him. I just don't like his whole fucking. Mm. Why he got so famous. It's kind of like the Beatles, which everyone's
I hate
before.
People because of their looks, too. God, I wish sometimes I could just own them.
Yeah, I know. It's like you just put them all in a cage.
So
I wish I could go to auction and just buy people.
Not because of the color of anything.
Do you hate praying mantises, though? Or do you like praying mantises?
Have you seen my basement, dude? I have them all in a cage.
you're a mantis.
No, I just don't like Benedict Cumberbatch. I did see Doctor Strange. It's all right. But he was barely in that, right?
So who's your
I'm
favorite?
Not a big Cumberbatch fan as well.
Just kidding.
Do you have a favorite cameo then? All this negativity.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a negative.
Positivity will prevail, you know?
Yeah, no. If I'm being honest, I know it is an Owen Wilson cast. I do love Owen Wilson.
Yeah, because he was a cameo. He's not technically a cameo.
I love him. That's like the big draw. I do love Ben Stiller too.
Yeah. I personally like the Kiefer Sutherland. I thought his bits were good. Oh. I love that he was playing himself in the film.
Can he switch back to me and say
Kiefer?
Kiefer, yeah.
Kiefer killed it.
Yeah. I was half named after him. Tell everyone, start that trend. Hashtag.
I ran up here to the office, to the Snake and Tico office. And I for like half a minute, I switched the podcast to the Kiefer Sutherland Land.
Ooh.
And I was just going to
switch it. Actually, that's not a bad name.
I was going to switch it to that.
That's probably the next cast we should do.
Some people probably logged on and saw it real quick, but I switched it back because we're not done with the Wilson. Maybe then, post, we can Kiefer Sutherland it up. But until then, he was my favorite cameo. Miley's favorite was Katy Perry. Her voice is like piercing. It's terrible.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
really bad.
It's a terrible voice. I don't understand how someone... She was an engineered pop star. Yeah. We all know it. Yeah. We all know they just take those people
and they push it out like McDonald's hamburgers.
I want to draw attention to Billy Zane for real quick. Real quick. This is going to be quick.
Good sport, Billy Zane.
Yeah. Do you guys like him or not like him?
I like him. I'm indifferent about
Billy Zane.
Every time I see that guy, I wish he came back in the end.
Every time I see that guy, every other time, it's like, I love him, and then I don't love him. I love him, and then I don't
love him. So you're on the fence about
him. I'm so on the fence. You're on the fence about Billy Zane. More with him than anyone. Yeah. Billy Zane, he was in Twin Peaks, and then he was in...
For like the last four episodes of the last season or whatever. Yeah.
What do you think he could do about it? Me? I think he should grow some hair.
Oh, yeah. He's not always bald, actually, no. He wasn't... No, he's bald a lot, right?
In real life, he should grow some hair.
Yeah, to improve his image.
Do you mean, like, does he have male pattern baldness?
Does he have alopecia?
I don't know. Like,
no, he's a very tan man.
For me?
No, that's not. That goes. It has nothing to do with pigment of skin. Does he have male pattern baldness?
I think naturally he looks like he's wearing makeup, which is a good thing, because that's what makes him look like a supermodel.
Well, that was like,
But I think he should not look like always he's looking wearing like... Like he's looking,
you think he should not look like himself? He should try.
Thank you. Oh my God, I could not put it
like
into words.
Like a Cher or a Madonna.
Yeah. If someone just like
reinvent himself, he needs to reinvent himself.
Pummeled his face real quick, and then he got some bruises, and then healed from it.
So you think what's going to make Bill in your
world?
But
I like him though. That's
in your world. What makes Billy Zane better is a good shiner.
Thank you, Jake. You guys are so much better at saying these words.
Let's talk about our third lead in this one. Yes. What did you guys think about, was it Penelope Cruz?
Penelope Cruz. Mm-hmm.
What did you guys think about that? She's basically our third wheel on this
adventure. Can I tweak that question? Keith Jacobs here. Dirty Keith and the boys.
Yeah.
What do you think, not seeing this movie, about Penelope Cruz in general as an actress?
I don't think I've ever seen her or anything. I'm not
Tom,
familiar
don't
with her work.
To fuck you, don't lie.
I'm not familiar with her work.
Fuck you. You had opinions and then you didn't say them right now.
I think that Penelope Cruz is a wonderful actress. Mm-hmm. I think she's a beautiful woman, a caring mother,
she's just a
downright good citizen. You know, she's a national treasure.
Yeah, she married.
The woman's
she married
a
Johnny
national
Depp
treasure.
And, what is it, Blow? She married Johnny Depp. And then they got divorced, but she was married to Johnny Depp for a brief while.
On screen.
In the movie
On the silver screen. On the silver screen.
But she had the kid, and she took care of it.
I think nothing but good things about Penelope Cruz. I wish I saw her in more movies. Outside of Spanglish. That movie fucking sucked. I hated that movie.
I never seen it.
But I liked her in it. I just don't like Adam Sandler. Mm.
What's the big Penelope Cruz movie?
I would say Blow for me.
What do you guys think number one on Penelope Cruz's IMDb?
Zoolander 2.
I would say Blow. I would say Blow.
I'm going to say Zoolander 2.
I'm just booting up Chrome.
That is a long load, dude.
Cruz. You can continue to speculate on
Penelope
Cruz.
I really do hope you look this up, like her number one movie.
Oh, we have all the amenities to look that up on.
Yeah,
thank you.
Jake, ask me a question, baby. I'm here.
I've heard through the grapevine that you are related to Mark Jacobs, the fashion designer.
I'm actually glad you brought this up because there was, I am a few times removed from it, but Mark Jacobs, like, the fashion
designer. Big time
design,
fashion designer,
I am removed from it.
He was in the
a
movie.
A few times, but I am related in a way. If this makes for a good podcast, I'll tell it, but I feel like it's just going to be fucking... Like,
what'd you get him for Christmas?
I didn't get him anything. He got me something and said, don't tell people on a podcast that I'm in your family.
Yeah, okay.
It was a note written in blood. Anyway.
Sorry,
then I won't tell the story.
You might be fucked.
Well, my researchers have brought me back some information here. Can I? Our researchers have brought me back some notes, and I do believe she is most well known for Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
What is that?
Exactly. She's a terrible actress.
Yeah. I know, Vanilla Sky, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean.
She's also hot in that.
The later ones.
Volver? Yeah.
And a loving mother.
She's
a
terrible actress.
Just a good American. She's just an American treasure. How dare you? Look at it. The Brothers Grimsby? Come on. G-Force?
Where did you see that?
That was above Zoolander 2. Okay, Brothers Grimsby. Don't Move. Gothica. Fan. Waking Up in Reno. Blow. There you go.
That's
there you
the
go.
One,
Blow. Volver Runt.
3-9-11.
The High Low Country. A Corner of Paradise, The Butterfly Effect. That's a big one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's a big one.
Anyway,
the Greek Labyrinth.
Greek Labyrinth.
Yeah, the Greek Labyrinth. That was one.
5'6".
5'6". That's about my height.
She's not that. That's about my height too.
Yeah, sweetheart. She's about our height.
Yeah.
I mean, I judge everyone based upon their height.
She really is. She's just a fucking. She's a doll, man. She is.
Look at her. She's one of America's sweethearts.
I get what you mean. Like,
she was with Bobby Flay.
Maybe she's too pop. What do you say? Okay, what, Tom, why do you hate her? You said you don't really
care. She's a bad actress.
She's a bad. Okay, that's fair enough.
I mean, I'm not. I didn't argue for her based upon her acting skills alone.
Yeah, most actors. Yeah, okay, fuck yeah.
She's not a great actress. Whatever, you know?
But she's Pokemon.
But you love Natalie Portman, even though she looks like Wesley Crusher from Star Trek Next Generation.
She's a fucking ugly version of fucking Keira Knightley.
It's not all about looks.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it is.
Also, she definitely looks like Wesley Crusher from Star Trek Next Generation. If we're talking about looks here. And you know what? She went to Harvard, and fuck you. You went to Harvard. Oh, I went to Harvard. Oh, I'm an actress.
I actually went to Harvard. I got into Harvard.
Just because you ate lunch at Harvard.
How did you know that story?
Because you told me that story.
Okay, yeah. I got snuck into the Harvard buffet.
And you ate lunch.
Yeah, and I ate fucking dinner, which is way better than the lunch buffet.
I usually skip lunch.
Tell the podcast.
All right, yeah.
It was dinner, not lunch.
He got a free dinner at Harvard.
Thank you. Yeah. I got into Harvard.
What'd you guys think of the setting of Rome? What'd you think of the Jake stupid. as a well traveled man yourself? What do you think of Rome?
That's true.
Well, I mean, as the most well traveled man in the room, what do you think of Rome?
Sorry,
the setting of the film.
Well, you know what they say, about Rome is that when you're Roman, your heart is complete. They say that. And they also say, when in Rome, fill your heart with more Rome.
Yeah.
These are all like proverbs of the locals there.
Yeah.
And it's very, just a beautiful culture.
The Rome is the heart. Rome is the heart.
Rome no further is what they tell you when you're there. And, it's just, just a beautiful...
Rome, less of that sign equal 8.
Yeah, Rome, the eternal city of hearts in Rome, it's just a really beautiful. There's beautiful people, beautiful culture.
Oh, wonderful.
Just long history of horrible conquests and just really heinous actions. But the Rome looked like Rome to me in this movie, and. That's about all I have to report on it, you know, as the most well-traveled person in the room. Yeah, in the room. So, yeah, no, Rome looked great. And if you guys haven't had a chance to visit Rome, get on out there and check it out. It's a beautiful city.
Any other thoughts on Rome?
Jake, I love you.
Well, I have to tell everyone there, if you're in Rome...
Oh, shit, is that your dick?
You have to...
Did you take your pants off?
No.
Is that your dick?
Ignore that! If you're in Rome, try the pasta. It's delicious. And get some... They have a special cheese over there. It's called Parmesan. Parmigiano. You say it like that.
But you do
get
with your hands.
Yeah.
All right, but we all know the tourist stuff, man. Tell us something we don't know about Rome.
What do you mean the tourist stuff? This is... This is...
Tell them about those guys you killed.
Oh, okay. Well,
tell us the Rome no one sees.
Oh, yeah, with the underbelly of Rome.
With the piano wire. You killed him with the piano wire. It was two dudes at once with one piano wire.
Yeah, that's a different story. It's a different story.
How about the best spot in Rome? Give us your best... The best spot in Rome? The big snakes. Best piazza de resistance.
Yeah. Well, when visiting Rome, I enjoy the Colosseum. As well as
not the... that touristy. No, show, man. Give us the underground. Okay, where's the spot in Rome?
Rome
in Rome, Italia.
We gotta tell the
Rome.
People.
Rome's town hall is great. Mm-hmm. If you want to see like a little bit of history in Rome, go to the town hall.
Kiss me.
There's a really good olive garden where they train all their chefs. To send to Italian, America. Yeah. That's right behind the town hall of Rome.
Yeah, you can get steak topped with fettuccine. That's authentic Italian.
It's
steak
literally with actually fettuccine on top. Or if you want to go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, a lot of people think it's in Pisa. It's actually in Rome. It's Pisa. I would know. I've been there.
No.
I've been there
it's
a lot of times.
Pizza.
Yeah. Well, it's Pisa.
Pizza.
I mean, how do you say Parmesan? How do you say ricotta? Ricotta.
Pizza. With your hands.
Ricotta.
You're both doing it with your hands.
Yeah, you have to do it with your hands.
You can't see it through the fucking microphone, but use your hands.
Anyways, there is a little Italian folk song that they like to sing over there. It's called Dominic the Donkey, and it's very popular over there. The children sing it. I mean, Rome Street.
Well,
don't
just tease us. How's it go?
Rome Street.
How does it go? How's
Dominic the Donkey. He's an Italian Christmas donkey.
Yeah.
He makes a noise that goes like, yaw. Italian Christmas Roman donkey. Just like that.
Just like that.
If you guys just visit like Rome Streets, my favorite street in Rome, there's tons of Roman things.
Wait, what number is it?
It's
there's like a fucking at least 200
it's
Roman
numeral.
Yeah, right.
IV. Nice. On Roman Street.
So number blank.
Everything's Roman in Street. Roman numerals over there.
I did
everything.
Zoolander on my paper. I did Zoolander 2, Roman numeral.
No, that's something.
There was a bar you were telling me about on Rome Street, and you said there's like 200-300 different numbers on Rome Street.
Oh,
what was
yeah.
the one you told me about?
Oh,
with,
yeah,
with
the one bar. It's called,
with the
it's actually.
That, like, yeah.
No. It's believe it or not, it's a Muslim owned bar.
Muslims
in
right, yeah.
Rome. It's called Ramadan.
Yeah,
and it's
Ramadan.
A great bar.
What was the number? It was like 60, or it was like 940, or something.
Well,
it
was
IVVVVX2. That was it.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone can hear your musings on your Rome podcast. Why don't you go ahead and plug that?
My Rome podcast is called. It's called Rome is Where the Heart Is, and you can catch a fresh episode of that. It's bi-weekly.
Didn't it used to be called Rome Around with Me?
it used to be called that, but I changed it up a little bit because it was starting to stagnate.
Season 2.
Yeah, it's season 2. It's time for me to upgrade here, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, why don't we get final thoughts on the film here before we go into the reviews? What did everyone think? I was genuinely surprised about this film, but I'm curious what you boys are thinking about it.
Jake Kiefer, would you like to go first?
I want to hear what's. I don't know the total format, and I want to do this right this time.
Well, these are my.
I want to be invited back. So.
Okay, gotcha. These are my final thoughts on the movie before we go into reviews. So, when this movie came out, I was jonesing to watch it. Obviously, I wasn't allowed to due to legal contracts, etc.
Etc.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Same.
Are you going to pound me on that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
You touch me with your dick, dude. Why don't you do that?
Just leave it alone. It's gonna happen. So, I was expecting something really, like, cataclysmically awful. I was expecting some kind of disgusting, horrible, fucking, like, waste of my time kind of movie. Because everyone just completely firebombed out all the fucking reviews and everything.
Yeah,
so, I was just like, oh man, really, it's that bad. Like, I watched The Last Zoolander not that long ago. And it's a dumb movie, but it's still funny. It's like just a silly Ben Stiller comedy. I watched this one, and... looking back at the reviews, just like, did you guys forget what the first fucking Zoolander was like? Like,
or what comedy was.
Like, it's just a stupid comedy movie. That's a genre. that's okay for it to be like this.
Goddamn movie snobs.
And... it's just fucking, it was, I thought, yeah. I laughed pretty much as I did watching this one as I did with the original. Like, it's not that far off the fucking mark here. Like, I don't know if they're expecting some kind of, like, weird, thoughtful indie reprise where they're going to fucking make it all
We just want the callbacks.
I want the
couple new
cameos
jokes
and the dumb new jokes and the fucking... I think people just forgot or, like, just, like romanticized the first Zoolander, so they're just like, well, it's not the most hilarious movie in the world, so fuck them. It sucks. I thought this one was right on par. I'm totally cool with it. As a comedy movie, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
There you have it.
There it is. And that's the Big Snake's take on that.
That's beautiful, man. Take a bow. That's a throwback to Anano with some.
And now it's time to rank this movie on the ClassNet Owen Wilson rating scale. This is, of course, based on three metrics. We have the quality of the film, the rewatchability of the film, and the quality of the Wilson. We rate these on 1 to 10 and then take those three numbers and make an overall score. So why don't we kick things off with... Fuck you guys, we'll kick it off with me. First, I want to talk about the quality of the film.
This was a
Hollywood production. I think there were some great jokes. There were a couple misses, but not too bad. As far as comedies go, I think this is in around the 5-6 range. I think I've seen better and I've seen worse, so this is right in the middle.
Out of what? Five. What is it out of?
10, I said that.
Oh.
And then we have the rewatchability.
He said
this was pretty fun. I would definitely watch this again. It was fun watching it with friends. That's how I'd recommend watching it. I'd give it a 7 on rewatchability. Mm-hmm. And for quality of Wilson, once again, main Wilson roles, I mean, are automatically, like, he can't fuck those up. So, it got an 8 for me, but, you know, Wilson, Ben Stiller, classic buddies just working off each other. Mm. It was just great. Takes his shirt off and everything. Classic. Mm-hmm. So, I'll take those numbers together and make a 7 overall.
Boom.
I love it.
Who would like to go next?
I kind of want to. Can I point out the elephant in the room?
If you want to.
All right.
It's a free cast.
I can tell them about the special.
Yeah.
You're okay with that? Tom, yeah. I want to hear you acknowledge it before I say it.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Get him to say yes.
He's talking about the special. It's okay.
The special.
We're going to do a special coming up. Might be shorter than the average. It's called Heat Vision and Jack. Tom?
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've never watched it. I've been saving it. And then I knew this podcast was around, so I've been saving it for that. Heat Vision Jack, Jake, you've heard of it?
I've heard of it. I've heard rumblings of it.
Ooh. This is a TV pilot that Owen Wilson did a voice in.
Yeah.
A voice in, but a major voice in.
Oh, yeah.
He was a lot of the pilot. It's only one pilot. It's just one. So we're going to do a short...
I would love to do that. If you could find it on your...
Heat Vision and Jack.
If you could illegally download it for us.
I will download it.
Edit point.
And it's going to be epic, you guys. Heat Vision and Jack. Jack Black's in it. Owen Wilson is a voice in it.
Personally, I like Jack Black.
There's the two main. Dan Harmon. We'll explain it next time. Fuck it.
All right, so that's a 5 overall for you, or
rating of the movie?
Apparently, it doesn't matter. Yeah, fucking whatever number you want to put. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
5.
And
5 it is.
Big Snake.
First, I'd like to start off before I rate the movie. I'd just like to say that the band Kiss, they're the demons of rock and roll, and let's not forget them. Secondly, quality of film. I thought this was a my other host here, Crazy T said, it's a Hollywood film. You know, the quality was good. There was no like big upsetting mistakes here.
Yeah.
They're the continuity of the plot. I actually found the plot very entertaining for a comedy movie, especially considering the end of the last.
Good spy spoof. Follow-up.
Yeah, and then did the whole news stories up to the point where the Derek Zoolander's center of learning for kids who want to do better at things or whatever. I thought it was good. I liked the quality of the film. I didn't have any problems with the plot. It's a comedy movie, you know. It's gonna move how it moves.
There we go.
7. Give the quality film 7. For watchability, I had a blast watching this. with my two friends here. Ooh. You know, like, we're all just hanging around.
What are their names?
Thanks for calling me a friend. I appreciate that.
Give your two friends a shout out.
I'd like to give my two friends, Archie and Ryan, a shout out tonight.
Fuck. It was a crowded room, but I'm glad you brought by some friends.
I was Skyping them while we were watching the movie, and they're closer to me than you guys are, so.
It's nice of you to know.
We had a great time. So I gave that a 7 as well. It was good. We shared some hearty laughs. We had a good old-fashioned time. And the quality of Wilson, his hair is amazing in this. This is classic Wilson hair. It's not quite as beach tousled as I like it to be, but it's still long and a little bit curly, and his outfits were on par. His body is still tight as fuck. He's looking good. He's looking great. I gave it a 9. And his quips are good. Like I said, he's with his buddy Ben Stiller there. They're just like ripping off each other. Great. So overall, I give it an 8.5. Nice. A very high score.
8.5.
I enjoyed myself tonight. I had a very good time.
Cool.
Do you want to write something on that?
No, I just wanted to see. Actually didn't know how the grading exactly
worked. And now it's time for
Pitcher Wilson!
This is, of course, the segment we like to close out on where we get to make our own Wilson film. We get to cast him in the role we would put him in and go ahead and make a plot based around that for him to really work with.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone have a Pitcher Wilson they'd like to start out with?
I have a half one.
Go right ahead. Special
guest. Counts as a whole in my book.
I mean, it's more of like an autobiography. I feel like Owen Wilson could write it himself. So it's about his life, but if he had a son, he might actually have a son. I haven't done that much research.
Two sons, Ford.
He has sons?
Yeah, he has two sons.
Not just kids, he has sons.
His son's name is Ford.
Okay, in my story, he has a different name.
Okay. Like the
son
that
It's just about growing up in your father's shadow. Like, I have my own father issues. It's like, he's got his own. The kid has his own father issues, and I didn't really think this all the way through because I forgot about this whole fucking segment.
I
thought of the name before anything, and I just want to say the name, and you guys can think of plots.
We're all about names, anyways. That's really what the point.
And if you write this down, it's actually okay. Anyway, it's called Owen Wilson's son. Wilson Owen.
Oh.
So if you say it backwards, it's also Owen Wilson's son, Owen Wilson.
So it's
and that was the clever, twist.
What is that called when something's the same backwards?
Palindrome.
Who plays the son in this one?
Oh, you want to know?
Who's your cast?
Should it be clearly, Owen Wilson's the dad, but the son?
Dimitri Martin.
No.
He had that whole bit about palindromes, remember? That's what I thought. That's what I thought
Dimitri
you were going.
Dimitri Martin. I know he was a Comedy Central like comedian.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't do the joke I just did, right?
Well, he had a whole bit about palindromes.
Not about Owen Wilson.
But not about Owen Wilson.
Okay, fuck. Okay, because I'm pretty sure I thought of this on the spot.
Yeah. No, you did. Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Okay. Who plays the son? It's going to be weird. It's going to be older than Owen Wilson, but they can do makeup and shit. It's going to be Donald Sutherland. Only because I've been thinking about him a bunch today.
That's
also on the spot. Donald Sutherland. Kiefer Sutherland's father, which is a reference to... Probably not a reference, but fucking Kiefer Sutherland was in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah,
you're keeping it in the fam. Keep it in the fam.
If you can't keep it in your pants, keep it in the family is what I always say. That's right. My sister is hot.
Yeah.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, my film is about a planet where the world has evolved into walking on their hands. They walk everywhere on their hands, and everyone does everything with their feet as their hands. And they've acclimated to this lifestyle. It's to improve with, it comes out, science says, like, if you're upside down, you're better thinking. Your brain has the blood flowing to it quicker. So Owen Wilson can't walk on it. He can't do handstands. He just can't. He's tried. He's like used the wall to like get up, but then as soon as he goes away from the wall, he falls down and they laugh at him. And he's exorcised from the community, and they've cast him off, and he builds a raft with his normal hands instead of his feet, and he goes under the water, and he's different. He's different from everyone else until he lands on this remote island where they never got the memo. They never got the science. It's a lost civilization, and they take him in because
like
they call him the white god because he's white skinned and they've never seen such a thing, and white is pure to them. They see it as a sign of purity, how white he is, and clean. And so they make him a god.
Okay.
And then eventually he raises up a large enough army to attack. It turns out you can't hold a gun with your feet, so he attacks the mainland. He takes back the world, and we're going to call this one Stand By Me. And it's...
Who's going to be in it besides Owen Wilson? Right.
Yeah.
The guy who sings that Over the Rainbow song is going to be his chief
second in command. Fat guy?
Yeah, it's going to be his second in command. And
I think his name's a number.
Yeah.
But no River Phoenix.
No, River Phoenix is dead. and the President of the United States...
Donald Trump?
Donald Sutherland!
Is going to be... It's going to be. I'm open for anything.
Donald Sutherland.
Anyone?
Sutherland, Donald.
Casting.
I'll just keep for Sutherland.
Damn it!
I think he looks
so
presidential.
So close. That's okay. I'm okay.
First Lady, Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm cool with it.
First Lady's Kiefer Sutherland.
And that's my film.
Who? I like that.
Yep.
It's not bad.
What do you think? What do you got?
All right. So, Pitcher Wilson, he's the lead role in it. That's what I'm
pitching it.
Yeah,
right now.
It's me pitching. And I'm saying, picture Wilson as
right, and I'm pitching.
I'm bringing the argument back because I think it'd be better.
No.
The
segment's called Pitch a Wilson.
No, the segment's called
Pitch a
Wilson.
Wilson. No, no.
Pitcher Wilson as
Owen Wilson's son. Owen.
The sentence is
Will.
Hey you,
Will Wilson.
Hey you, Pitch a Wilson.
Owen Wilson's son.
Pitch a Wilson.
Will
role.
Wilson.
Will Wilson. Will Wilson.
Owen Wilson. Will
Wilson. So we ended that debate.
All right. Anyways. All right. Whatever. So, anyways, Owen Wilson plays a scientist who is on the cusp of very radical treatments to try and lower the rate of cancer, particularly lung cancer, in smokers and tobacco users overall. And he's tried everything. He's been at the forefront of all these PSAs to try and get everyone to stop smoking, stop using tobacco. He's lost all hope. Everyone keeps dropping dead of cancer left and right. Everywhere he looks, he sees teenagers smoking cigarettes. His own son starts smoking cigarettes. That's a whole thing on the side. His son is also played by Daniel Radcliffe.
Ooh.
You know, so picture that, guys.
Yeah. That's a hit already.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, so he decides to go ahead. He's given up all hope of trying to educate people by showing the negative side effects of smoking. That he has gone ahead and decided that after reading an article about, he starts getting into evolution and everything. And he ends up seeing a skunk eating poison ivy and being unaffected by it, just chowing down on it. And he thinks that the key to stopping people from dying of cancer due to tobacco use is evolution. So he goes on and he tries to push a eugenics program to breed smokers with other smokers so that he can breed a super smoker race who are immune to the side effects of tobacco products and cigarettes. So...
Wow, you guys are fucking really good at this. All I had was the fucking title that was my thing. Owen Wilson's son, Will Owen. It's the same thing backwards, word-wise.
As in his forward.
But you guys have this whole story. Yeah, fine.
Anyways, he goes on this tirade to try and push his eugenics program, essentially, which obviously is not received with a lot of funding or even no one wants to give it the time of day. But he wants to go out to breed the super smoker race. And he starts doing it on the side, giving people a little bit of money here and there to marry and have children. And eventually, what happens is because he knows it's going to take thousands of years, he encourages his son to keep smoking and take the program on. But realistically, what happens at the end of the movie is that nothing really happens, and then Owen Wilson dies of lung cancer even though he's never smoked a cigarette before. So there's a little bit of irony in there. And his wife is played by...
I'm already choked up.
Sorry. I know.
I'm already choking up right now.
His wife is played by Selma Hayek.
And what's the name?
Thank you.
Yep.
The daughter's Penelope Cruz, right?
The daughter is Penelope Cruz. And then the other daughter is Christina Hendricks. They're all the same. They're all the same age, but I think it's going to be fine.
What's the name of the film?
The name of the film is Smoke and Mirrors. And it's going to be a very artsy film. It's going to be very artful.
Smokey and the Mirrors.
Smokey and the Mirrors.
I love it. Smokey and the Mirrors.
Smokey and the Mirrors.
Is Sally Field in it or what? Is she the mirror?
She's the mirror. And then also Burt Reynolds is going to be Smokey.
The rim of the mirror. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the movie. That's the movie.
Well, that about wraps it up for us.
Did you like it? Did you like it, though?
I loved it, yeah.
All right, good.
I'm not going to critique. It's yours.
Yeah, thank you. It is mine.
That about wraps us up on today's episode. Of course, you have multiple different ways you can look us up and see our fun stuff. You got snakeandtea.com. You also got
Snake and Tea's Facebook page. If you want to look us up, Snake and Tea. Ampersand Tea Co.
Snake and Tea on Instagram. You also got, you can send us emails.
Snake and Tea, spelt out, no caps. @gmail.com. Please send us an email.
You can also send us email, snakeandtea@gmail.com. Jake, why don't you go ahead and read our last email we got in here?
All right. So the last email we got was... Do you want me to actually look it up? Because we didn't really get it.
Yes.
Okay. All right, fine. I'll look it up. You want me to look it up? We're going to bore the people. We will absolutely bore the people.
No, I mean, you write in, you get to hear your email.
Yeah, fine.
Read one of those emails we got. We must have gotten
tons of them. Here's the last email. Let me get in here. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got to switch accounts because I got a business account and I have my own personal one.
Just make sure you don't say the person's real name. We don't know.
No. Okay.
Just make sure. But yes, if you write us in, we'll read your email on air. And here's our last one.
All right. So... Comment. Hey there. No E, just H-Y. What we find here is a things today. Four-sided click on the affiliation below, too cheerful.
Nice.
And then there's a link to Google Drive. And actually, I'm going to open that up right now. Let's go ahead and just
naked picture?
Click on that. Oh, no, it's freezing. Oh, okay. Never mind. It's freezing now. Tom, it's freezing. I don't. It's not loading. It's not loading. I clicked the Drive link, the Google Drive link. It's not loading. It's freezing.
I hope you guys can catch the Heat Vision and Jack that we all agreed on before we started this podcast.
That's right. Dirty Keith, why don't you do your pitches and then we can.
Yeah, we're gonna do Heat Vision and Jack. It's a. It was a pilot for I think it was Fox, created by Dan Harmon. I think Rob Schraub is also involved.
Rob Schneider.
I'm just naming out names now. These people, I don't know how to tell you. But Jack Black is the main character. Owen Wilson is involved. That's why I'm pitching it in the first place. He is a voice actor. You don't actually see him, but we're going to do a big episode on it. Very, very short one, probably.
Yeah, we'll definitely have you back on.
It's not movie length, but we're doing that.
And where can the people find you?
Yeah, fuck it, they can't.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Is it well?
I'm leaving at that.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for tuning in, Wichita, Kansas. You have a good night now.